Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Wow, this week Wednesday's sick. Iggy is here. Now, you had a car issue. We have Mike Falk, the Post-Dispatch, on hold, and I want to get to it, but I just want to let you know. But what happened?
It was a gas
synopsis.
Issue.
Well, quickly, I was listening this morning when you guys were saying that all gas stations are open. The problem was that the service department of Dorset Mobile, where I've been taking my car for 20 years, doesn't open till 7, and they were going to have to come bring me gas and get the car started. They got there about 7:20 or so, but put gas in the car and it didn't start. So it's obviously not gas, and now it needs to be towed in to...
Battery, maybe?
No, because the battery's only a year old, and he hooked it up to a battery, and it wouldn't turn over. I mean, it's...
Alternator.
Yeah, alternator, starter. I'm sure it's something over in the thousands of dollars, probably, so...
Perfect. That'll be fun.
So,
that's,
yeah.
It's a good way to start your day.
But I'm mad when I don't get here on time, even if it's a car. So thanks to Chris Gardner for picking me up and bringing me in, so I'm here.
God bless Gardner.
Who's bringing me home? I don't know.
Doug, he's the producer / co-host of the Writer's Block, which has been on for a year.
When do you need to go home?
Four-ish.
He's doing four. Oh. He's helping with the line change.
Maybe. Right.
I'll get on the fan page. Somebody will pick me up.
Chris Gardner's here, and the show hasn't even hit the airwaves.
Is there a horse or something? Mike Falk is on the line.
Oh, sorry.
Of the Post-Dispatch, and I feel terrible keeping you on hold to listen about our car.
That's a dumb show. Mike knows that. I think he knows the deal.
How are you, Mike?
I'm great. I didn't realize I was calling in to car talk.
No, we just switched up the format.
Did you give Iggy a ride home?
I can give someone a ride.
Well, nice. That's a nice gesture.
What a nice gesture right there.
That's a nice gesture.
You, Mike, you've been covering the MLS story for the Post-Dispatch, and we just had Tony Messenger on in the 8 o'clock hour, and the only word that I can use to describe it, it's just bizarre what has gone on over the last, 24, 48 hours with this Foundry letter. Is that a fair assessment? Bizarre, yeah.
it's interesting. And I think that this letter comes out, which it was never really clear if they were deliberately releasing it or someone leaked it. Some have called it an announcement. Others have called it a leak. So I don't really know what was going on behind the scenes when the letter came out the way it did. But it also, I'm not sure how many people have actually received the letter directly either. But at this point, I guess everyone's read it either on our page or some other site, and of course it at this point looks like it's something that's an offer that's for the $80 million for the stadium that's probably not going anywhere, and in some corners is really just kind of seen as this sort of last shot over the bow, so to speak, as the MLS has chosen STL instead of Foundry to move forward.
That's an awful lot of cash to offer up there. If it's just a bluff or something, I mean, that's a pretty bold move.
Well, you know, I guess. Yeah, sure. It's I think that there's still questions about, proof that the money is there. But it's also just a question of, we're talking about a business partnership, and usually you do business with people you want to do business with, and SCSPL, by all impressions, and Foundry they've never had a good relationship, and I don't really see a way for Foundry to get in on this exact deal that SCSTL has already been negotiating with MLS and with the city and with even Governor Nixon's office for over a year now. So I don't know. Maybe if they like produced an $80 million check and put it in a trust or something, things would change. But I think the way it came out to the letter would also affect any relationship with them. I don't think it was good before the letter came out, and the way the letter came out and the way it was written, I don't really think one foundry any friends over at SCSTL.
That's my question is if it's a question of the money being in place, which I think is a legitimate question at this point, how would this help their cause by leaking a letter like this? How would that help them?
I can't speculate, but I'm assuming someone at Foundry would maybe have an answer to how this all came about. I'd asked for direct comment, and I got prepared statements instead 2 days in a row. So repeating what I said, I don't, the way all this happened, doesn't lend itself to a good working relationship. And I mean, and if you read the letter, there's just, there's a lot of comments that are, they all kind of add up to these subtle jabs of, and reminders of previous failures involving sports teams and requests for public money. So it didn't really lay out a specific plan either. So I think again that's why people are skeptical of it, and I think that's why it would be very surprising if these two sides did form a partnership. I think SCSTL is looking for other investors still, but and maybe if a public vote fails in April, they say that would probably kill the stadium, but these people have worked on it for a long time, so I don't think they would necessarily just drop everything. I think it would be deflating, but I don't think they would necessarily drop everything if that vote fails in April.
Yeah, it seems like if they don't really have $80 million, if they're not really serious about paying the public portion of it, and yet they're going to try to torpedo the SCSTL bid, that they're doing either a great disservice to the whole project, or they really have all this money and they want to take the burden off of the taxpayers. Either they're doing something really horrible or something really great.
Well, they have, even before SCSTL officially came out, even though there was always a lot of talk behind the scenes about what plans might be coming up, because mainly driven by the soccer fan community and people just so excited that the information was kind of coming out bits and pieces throughout the behind the scenes process. Foundry has been consistent on saying that they don't want public money to go to a stadium. They don't think it's necessary. So they have been consistent on that point, but they were very critical of the downtown stadium site. They had this site at Shoto and Grand, owned by SLU, that they wanted to develop, that they thought was the best. And they thought this downtown site, they said it would cost a bunch of public money. And they said there were all kinds of, permitting and environmental studies and other bureaucratic hoops that they claimed this site at Shoto and Grand would not have, but now they're saying that they'll support this stadium and put $80 million towards it. But again, there's just there's a lot of there was already mistrust and a bad relationship there, I think, between the two groups, and this did not. They're only further apart after this, I think.
Mike Falk, Post-Dispatch. You can read his story today on STLtoday.com regarding this bizarre situation between the two ownership groups for an MLS team coming to St. Louis. Mike Falk, our guest on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Mike, always glad to have you on the show. Thanks for stopping by, sir.
Yeah, I'll be outside to pick you up.
Oh, Iggy's going to be outside to pick you up, so it's perfect.
Thanks, buddy. I'll be out there in a black leather jacket.
Perfect.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Hi, thank you, Mike.
Nice guy.
Of the Post-Dispatch.
I just wonder how the Board of Aldermen and then the taxpayers, as they vote on this, how they're all going to say, sure, we need to pitch in a lot of money to build this stadium for some owners who are going to have this MLS team, if there's at least the appearance of an offer out there to not have to buck up any public money for it.
But yeah, but the appearance is one thing. Questions about whether or not they have the money.
Right, but just the fact that it's out there and that it might be legitimate, could be legitimate, how are you ever going to get the Board of Aldermen saying, no, never mind that $80 million that they want to take off of us. Yeah, we'll pay for it. I don't know that that's going to work. Unless it's proven that this is a bluff, that they don't really have $80 million to put into this.
You would think if Foundry was serious that they'd be able to check on that real quick and show the documentation of the funding and...
I just don't know how you're going to get any money. You're going to get any approval for public money if one of the people involved says, we'll pay for it all.
Well, you got to check. You know, you can't just take someone at their words.
Right.
At their word. That's not how business is done, you know?
Right. I understand that, but until that's been thoroughly vetted and we know exactly where the truth lies, I don't know that you're going to get any public help the other way. You know, if you're one of the Board of Aldermen or if you're voting for a public subsidy for a stadium, right, and somebody who wants to get involved says, never mind, I'll pay for it all. Yeah, chances are you're not going
to
vote.
I'm just saying that there are ways to quickly verify those kind of things. There are ways. So I don't think that would be a lengthy process if Foundry had the money and was cooperating. Don't think that'd be a lengthy process.
Cooperation will be the key to that.
Well, if you got the money, then you'd cooperate. If you wanted to.
You would think.
Cooperation makes it happen. Cooperation. Working together.
It's like this radio station is one big co-op, you know?
Was that the Electric Company that did that song?
I don't know.
Paul, can you look up Cooperation Electric Company on YouTube and see if we can play that? I know it's Ween Wednesday, but considering Mike Falk is cooperating with this station by picking Iggy up in this car situation, I think that's an illustration of cooperation. Wow, that was like the pentameter?
Okay.
Out of all of our listeners, who do you think would be the first to text me and say, I got you, Iggy, what time do you need a ride?
Janie the Lesbian.
Well, she was the second text.
I'm going to say Timberfake 2.0 if he had a car.
No. Big Al.
Big Al.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, International Man of Leisure.
Too.
They lives out this way.
You know, it's interesting you brought up the Electric
On the shores company. Of Lake St. Louis.
Yeah.
Because Petrangeli, there was a scene in the Electric Company where he was in prison making sausage. In an episode of the Electric Company.
And he said
with Morgan Freeman.
Sausage. Now, every time I have sausage, I say, oh, this is sausage. Yeah, that was a nice scene there.
What do you have, Plowhawk?
I've done 5 different searches. I'm pretty sure that band does not do cooperation. So when I pulled up
The Electric Company was a television show.
Yeah, the Electric Company, Cooperation, and Sesame Street comes up.
Oh, maybe it was on, Doug was on Sesame Street?
I don't remember. I didn't watch it.
I'll investigate further, and we'll talk amongst ourselves.
Yeah, I'd like to ask people if they think Carlo was ever the consigliere.
No, we've already proven that. We researched it on Wikipedia.
So who was the consigliere? Iggy, do you know who was the consigliere?
The Godfather?
It was Vito. He went back to be his son's consigliere.
Or was that a demotion?
No, because he was already on the outskirts, kind of in semi-retired. The Don is enjoying semi-retirement.
Wasn't it Tom?
Salazzo?
No, Tom. You're
out, Tom.
When they made the move, Tom was out.
Well, he wasn't the wartime consigliere.
Thank you.
They brought him back after the wars were over.
Boy, and we're saying when Tom was told, you're out, Tom.
Right.
Then the Don was brought back in to be his son's consigliere.
by Al Pacino, who he later said, coached the Miami Sharks.
Here's the thing. He said, if I need any help, I have my who better than my father. Right. So,
but Tim's thing was that Carlo, who they never trusted anyway, and they said, keep him close, but don't let him know the family business. Tim all of a sudden said Carlo was the conciliator.
Because Tom Hagen was out, and they just let Carlo know he's got a new responsibility. So then my question was,
who became
the conciliator?
You put two and two together and got seven.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were
wrong.
I
think I got six, actually.
They put the wire to his neck.
Well, yeah, but that was to keep him close so they could take care of things, leave him vulnerable. And then poor Tessio, Abe Vigoda.
Leave the gun, take the gun.
This is
going to
be our show for the next hour as well?
Can you help? Let me see if I can think of something better. Yes.
All right. Hello.
The Money Man.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
You were wrong there.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much. What's up with you?
What's up, geysers?
What up, yo?
Hey, so McKernan, are we going to the AVNs or not?
Doug, are we going to the AVNs?
I don't know. I'm not going.
Like, I got to drop loads like Kenny Strode's out there, man. I got to meet Nick Manning. I got to meet Mr. Marcus. I got to meet Tiffany Trump, Tiffany Watson.
You think one of the Trumps is going to be at the AVN Awards?
There's a porn star named Tiffany Trump.
Oh. Yeah, I think the inauguration's the following Monday, so I don't know.
Okay, so she'll get back in time.
It's not till the 28th. Yeah, like, just settle down,
I
man.
I might even get into, you know, I can't get into porn, though, but like,
why?
Could you imagine me?
Why
like,
couldn't you do it?
Could you imagine me and
You'd
Tony,
be a hell of a bottom, bro.
Tony Lee? Yeah, but could you imagine me and Tony Lee on the runway, like, just interviewing these guys? Like, it'd be sexy, man.
You guys don't get along that well, though.
Yeah, we do, man. It's just... Do.
I don't believe you and Tony Lee could put a sentence together to ask a porn star a question that would be legitimate.
I'm not making fun of you.
I'm just stating a fact that if you and Tony Lee are standing there,
I disagree.
And let's just say Jesse Jane walks up to you. What are you going to ask her?
Yeah.
I'm the money man. I'm like, Sex Lewis, baby. Like, Tony Lee, I love you. Want to do a movie? I mean, what would the question be?
Yeah, I'll be like, do you like Sex Lewis? I'll be like. Yeah, you know, it'd be like Sex Lewis.
That'd be money well spent on travel and accommodations.
It would be.
Yeah, it would be everything. I'd be like, I would ask if she does like, you know, I don't know if I can say on this air, but I'd be
you
like.
You can't say.
Let's think about it. Let's instead talk about the accommodations. Here's my question, because Tim is trying to do this on a budget.
Right.
Would you be willing to fly something other than first class? And also, if Tim books you into a 4-star instead of the 5-star that you're used to, would this be acceptable?
Hey, I'd be happy staying at the Tropicana.
All right. Well, that's good. That makes this trip a little more feasible.
What's that cost tonight?
Do you mind rooming with the Plowhawk and Iggy?
Man, me and the Plowboy are going to smoke some weed and just get our drink on and get our sexy
on. You're there to work.
Yeah, because I won't have a roommate.
Plowboy smokes weed while he's on air with you guys.
No, he does not.
Tony Lee and I will stay.
Now, what he does in his vehicle, I can't speak to. But as far as smoking marijuana in here, I've never.
Not that you guys know about it. But anyways, Doug, can I tell Doug something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, sure.
Hey, Doug, you look very, very sexy on air, like the other night after the Rams.
Obvi.
Like, you let him have it, and man, you just kill it, homie.
All right.
Maybe you got the bottom part right, Timmy.
All right.
Well, thank you.
One more question for you guys.
Okay.
I got one more question for you guys.
All right.
All right, so I have this sexy fight coming up on February 4th, right?
Right.
It's like, and I know McKernan, he's probably going to wait till, it's like, I'm starting training already. I want to get the 24/7 videos rolling. Like, I had Joe Buck.
You had a question, though, but you said there was a question.
No, I just want to promote this fight, man, and I want to make it I want to make so much money for Sexy Charity, man.
Sexy Charities, Doug.
It's got to be huge, man.
Yeah, Timmy doesn't know what he's doing. He's going to drop the ball on promoting this. Let him do it when he's going to do it. Don't tell him what to do.
Nice. This is nice, Doug. I feel like I have Scott Boris in the room for me now. This is wonderful. This is great. Yeah, I know.
No,
Carlo's out. Carlo, you're out.
I got an effed up car. I'm not in a good mood, so.
Nice. Nothing wrong with being a little spark plug. Like Pat Verbeek. Little ball of hate, Doug.
I wish that's all it was.
Can we help you?
Iggy's right there.
Let me talk to Iggy real quick.
Okay, he's right
here. It's
not like we're on. It's not like we're on a landline, passing you around.
So, did you text that to Tony Lee? Like she said, she didn't get the email.
Oh my God! I took care of it.
Doug, what's going on?
I don't know. Iggy has offered to room with Tony Lee while they're in Vegas.
I took care of it.
You be all right with that, Timmy?
She'll get a confirmation today at some point.
That's all good. Like I'll be.
Don't worry about Tony Lee. I sent in 9,000 requests. You'll get it eventually.
Yeah, I'll be rooming with, like, a sexy porn star. Like, it might be me and Nick Manning in the room. Like,
well, could be.
You never know.
We'll be doing MMF.
You could end up on stage singing with Wayne Newton.
Timber Fake, when you do that, I'll go to the vending machine. If we are rooming together and you and Nick Manning are posted up in the room, I think I'll take five.
Wow, you'll be in there with Ferrar, won't you?
Oh, that's right, Manuel.
I'm a big fan of Mr. Marcus, too.
You think you might try to get into the business while you're out there?
Man, I can't. I'm 2.0, man.
Yeah.
Well, why couldn't you? What does 2.0 have to do with it?
I could. I'd be like small hands.
I'd be like small hands. What does that mean?
Yeah, he's a porn star. He kind of looks like me.
Okay, so there is a chance that you'll go in.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't mind, like, banging, like, Brie Olsen and...
Yeah, but
I'm John Stamos, but really, I'm a Charlie Sheen Stamos, man. I'm sexless.
But what about your young fans? That would not be a great role model.
The young fans? I don't know. Doesn't...
Did you just yawn on our air?
Yeah, doesn't Kirk Cameron do porn?
I don't know.
That's Mike Siever from Growing Pains.
Hey, McKernan, guess who I heard is going to be at the Avians this year, though?
Doug, who have you heard?
Kirk Cameron? Why would you bring Kirk Cameron into this?
I heard Corey Feldman's going to be there.
Well, hey, I wouldn't doubt that.
Doug, would you ever go out there?
Not for that, no.
Oh.
Blue Man Group, you'd go to Vegas for that.
Sure, I'd see that.
You know... Like, I'll be playing poker with McKernan. We'll just be keeping it sexy, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's gonna happen.
We'll do a 5-10 table, Doug.
Sounds like you got quite a little trip lined up.
Yeah, I'm pumped. We just got to get Tony Lee to go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I thought she was already lined up, ready to go.
McKernan, if she doesn't go, I'll get that brunette girl, Lauren. She's just as hot. Like, we'll get her out there.
Doug, it sounds like there's a fallback position.
It does, you know. Okay, I thought you had Tony Lee lined up and ready to go on the red carpet.
I mean, Tony Lee should have her own show on this station, for real. Like, she's so good on the radio. She's funny. Like, I'm just telling you, Tony Lee is the jam.
I know. You love her. Radio. You do love her.
Yep.
It's a hard habit
to
break.
What was that? Doug, did you hear that? There was a moan.
I can't go there now. I got to fall back.
But you're struggling to move on from that love of your life.
Yeah, she's hard to move on from, man. She is. I admit it.
Hard habit to break. Chicago, Peter Cetera. Is that right?
So,
86.
Yeah.
I like to say love is like oxygen. You get too much, you get too high, not enough, and you're gonna die.
Yeah, like I don't get her high anymore, man.
No. Yeah, man.
Like the Fantagram saw. Like, and I saw the 1975 last night. You can ask Jay Boy. That group's sexy as can be.
Mm-hmm. What,
Doug?
I don't know what that meant.
This will end up being like The Hangover. Timberfake will be passed out on a roof somewhere. Tony Lee will be in somebody's van.
Since I don't drink, I have a hunch that I'm going to end up being the trip babysitter, and I'm worried about that.
You don't have to be. You don't have to be.
Okay. We'll have security. We'll have security.
Did he just belch while he said we'll have
security? There's like four or five different noises that were made in this call.
I'm going to be wearing a sexy suit like Patrick Bergman wears, like, and Heinz Zetterberg wears, like, when they travel on travel night, like,
Henrik Zetterberg
every day there.
Yeah, we'll promote it.
Like, I'm bringing sex to Vegas. Henrik
Zetterberg.
Well, how do you know what Zetterberg wears?
I'll give him props. He probably is the nicest dressed NHL player.
Right? How do you know this?
You see him when before pregame, they'll show him.
I never see him.
Oh, Wednesday night.
The actual players that used to play for the Canadiens. He's the other sexiest guy in the NHL.
Oh, L'Habitant.
The black guy. What's his name?
Doug, the black guy.
P.K. Subban.
Subban.
They say he's going to be the next Patrick great broadcaster in hockey.
Patrick Subban and Heinz Zetterberg are sexiest players in the NHL besides Patrick Kane.
Okay. Doug, that's the Mount Rushmore of sexy dressers in the NHL.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I don't know where you see them all, but okay.
Airports.
Yeah. I mean, I see them all. I got pictures of every one of them, man. I get pictures of anybody I want.
Well, we all hang out at Lambert.
Is that how you do it? You hang out at the airport?
That's a talent. The thing is, I don't hang out at Lambert. I'm in and out of there in 5 minutes. I got to make that money, y'all. Like, it's just...
Doing what? How do you get money out of that?
Because, man, I get the autographs and we work with charities and certain people and, like...
You sell the autographs?
Yeah, usually when you give autographs to charity, it's a charitable endeavor. It's not a for-profit, generally speaking.
No, it is. It is. But, like, we'll consign them stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll get to them for cheap, but then they'll make a higher profit. So it's sexy.
Doug, we're talking about profit margins again on the show.
So you get stuff signed at the airport and then you sell that to charities.
It's not just at the airport, man. Like, I know... It's like, okay, when I go to the airport, like, say Billy Joel's flying out of the air, right?
How do you know these things?
Billy Joel, because
Billy Joel's flying commercial?
Yeah, well, he wouldn't do that.
I know how to use FlightAware. I know when people are landing from the private airport.
Who's coming to St. Louis today? Air Supply?
Band of Horses.
Doug, Band of Horses.
How much would they get in an auction?
Like, I'm fixing a drink in the morning with the way things are. Hey, we saw Band of Horses at Lou Fest.
They were at Lou Fest, Doug. Do you remember that?
No. I didn't go.
How much would a charity pay for an autograph by Band of Horses?
What's up with this new show, though, man?
What the hell is going on?
What about a Kiko Calero? How much could he get for that?
It's cool, but I liked, I don't know why my favorite show got pushed back, though.
We Are Live is on the first half of Afternoon Drive.
Okay.
Thanks for saying that's your favorite show. Thank you for saying that is your favorite show, not this one.
Yeah, besides this one, it is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like an endorsement from Michelle Bachman. I don't know if you want it.
Travis and Demon doing a hell of a job.
Travis, Demon, and Gainsey are great people.
Yeah.
They had Adam Carolla on for 25 minutes yesterday.
Adam Carolla, I read it, they're friends with that dude.
You're friends with Adam Carolla?
No, they are, he said.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
they're friends with celebrities.
Just one word can cause a lot of confusion.
You know I'm friends with Bob Saget, right?
Doug, did you know you're friends with Bob Saget?
How'd you meet Bob Saget?
Airport?
I'm friends with him, man.
How'd you meet him?
He goes, Timber Faye is going to be, I was supposed to fight,
How'd you meet this fellow? How'd you meet this fellow, Saget?
Saget's just a cool, when I'm in L.A., me and Saget just party, man.
How did you meet Bob Saget?
I met him in L.A. at a sexy club.
How many times a year do you go to L.A.?
I'm in L.A. probably about 4 times a year.
How do you afford all these trips? Maybe. How do you afford all these trips?
Selling autographs.
Is that how you do it?
To charities.
Because it's a Sex Lewis, man.
Right.
That's the way the money man rolls.
Well, that makes sense.
I don't know how you do it. I was without a car for an hour today, and I was frantic. You've been doing it your whole life, but somehow you get around.
When I was behind the bench at Milwaukee Brewers Stadium, I'm yelling, "What's up, Cat, man?"
I remember that.
What's up, Cat?
Tells the story every time.
Stand at the Pfister, and I was too. It was just a sexy hotel.
Doug Pfister was at the Astros, Doug?
I believe he's wasn't with Washington. No, me and Cat were in Milwaukee. Are you talking about the hotel?
He's talking about the hotel.
The lean right-hander?
Haunted hotel.
What's the haunted hotel Milwaukee at?
Pfister.
Doug.
There you go. Yeah. The thing is, can I ask you a question, Kat?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, what does Kat do on a sexy night in a sexy city while he's with a sexy team? What does Catman do?
Well, I sit there, I watch the game, I do a couple of hits, and then after the game, I ask a few bad questions. Then I head back to the sexy hotel and try to get some sexy sleep. That's honestly what I do.
And I'm telling you this because I mean this. The Cat's my favorite dude on this show.
Okay.
Another wonderful endorsement.
Thank you.
You and Ken
feeling pretty good.
And, you know, we got to get Dan McLaughlin for this fight. Maybe Joe Buck. That would be even huge.
Can you call Costas?
Yeah. He could do this fight.
Costas could probably make some time for this
one. Michaels might want to fly in.
Are you just making up for the airtime you're not going to get tomorrow? Is that what's going on here?
I don't call him that much, baby. Come on, man. I could bowl about 200 a game. You want to go sexy bowling with me?
Did you catch the non sequitur?
Take him on, Iggy. Head to head. Right before the fight, the night before bowling.
I'll give you 50 pins.
Wow!
I'm getting. Did you see my sexy strut in the pipe layer's garage, man?
No, we didn't.
What
see
did that sentence mean?
I'm telling you, man.
Who's the pipe layer's
man? I sell tickets. I don't, but here, McKernan, will you get mad if I say this?
Why don't you err on the side of caution and don't say anything?
Hey, I really don't want to fight at Broadway Athletic Club, man. I'm too sexy for that. I need a sexy casino. I need a 4,000 room venue, man. I need sexy.
All right, simmer down.
Well, if you want to put together a deal for a venue, I'd be more than happy to hand that off to you. I have all the faith in the world it'll get done airtight.
Well, one of the casinos, I'm sure.
It's radio show, sports show in St. Louis. You got Yank.
Doug, I have Yank.
You got the Yank.
You got Paul.
I thought he said you got Paul. Yanked. Right.
So you think that you'd rather this be in some stadium or some casino?
Yeah, I think we get three. There's 4,000 fan page members, man.
And you think they're all coming?
There's gonna be people like scalping tickets and stuff.
There
like,
won't be.
What about celebrities? You think Susan Sarandon will show up?
I can see her being there.
No, I think actually I got to tell you guys this.
All right.
Like I think one of my songs I'm gonna come out to is Eminence Front, but they do playing the song on the guitar is gonna be Story of the Year. They're from St. Louis, like Dan right. Marcel. Like I think he's gonna be like singing. It's gonna be a sex show, man.
They have a new new album they're working on.
Story of the Year,
yeah.
Josh from Story of the Year,
love that.
FOTS.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. Maybe I'll go rap wise. Maybe I'll get Nelly there. Maybe I'll get Sheen.
Joshua, maybe we get Joshua.
I'm Sex Lewis. I'm the champion. I have the thing is, I sell it out.
You won't.
Like they don't want. They either don't want to see me win or they don't want to see me lose. But I come in and I put on a show.
There you go. All right, but here's the thing. Tim said if you'd like to go out there and secure another venue, he'd embrace that.
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure. I'll tell you where I want to fight.
Oh, where would you like to fight?
Ameristar or River City. Well,
why don't you put on your
sexy Four Seasons? I don't know. I don't
why
know
don't you put on your sexy suit and go down there today and see if you can cut a deal that Tim would sign off on?
Ryan Kelly can make moves too.
Yeah, but you're the one offering it. Ryan's taking time out of his busy life to fight you in the star-studded gala. But you're the one that's not happy with the venues we're talking to.
But you got to remember, he's the one that called me out.
I understand, but that didn't mean he said he was going to line up a venue. You said that, sir.
Okay, well, maybe we could all work together. That's why Sea Monster, Sea Monster.
What does he have to do with it? My head is pounding.
Well, because this is because it's for sexy, beautiful charities. We can make this the most beautiful thing in Sex Lewis. We can raise $50,000 or more.
You'll fight where Tim tells you to fight.
And I will, but I get you. I'm just saying the Broadway Athletic Club is like that the movie The Wrestler there, man.
It's gritty. It's gritty. It's a good fight venue.
Doug says it's a good fight venue, and he knows about fight venues.
We have not signed a deal with any place regarding the location.
Hey, what are you guys thinking about the undercard for the fight, though?
What do you think about it?
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. I want like Tony Lee to fight somebody like my ex or something like Chelsea. Like, but maybe not that, but like I don't know.
Doug, I was thinking Ernie Shavers against Victor Galindez.
I think they're both dead.
Yeah.
Then we don't have to pay him.
I think to make Tim's life a little bit easier, what about an arm wrestling event? Thank you, Timberfake, for... I'm shutting him up.
Oh. The Plowhawk has struck!
I've never seen
the Plowhawk has struck!
I cannot stand how he just talks over everybody, thinks he's like the coolest cat on the planet. We get it. You're fighting Ryan Kelly. We get it. We've heard it 1,000 times. But maybe do an arm wrestling event. Challenge Big Al. You don't need to have that sanctioned.
Victim after victim, Doug.
Right. You could put a couple of tables and a table and a couple chairs right there in the center of the ring as well.
I didn't know about this Kirk Cameron in the AVNs.
There was a lot of stuff he talked about that I wasn't real
familiar
with.
Wasn't he doing
a
Christian show on
Yeah,
cable?
He did a wonderful story, a wonderful film on the war on Christmas. It got a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. Doug, what a program today. Good discussion on who Michael's consigliere was.
Yeah. It's important. It's about time somebody broke that down.
Talk Noggles.
Yeah, we miss Noggles.
Burger chef, apparently bought out by Hardee's, I hear tell.
Oh, was that at Hardee's? Yeah.
Tony Messenger, Mike Falk. It was great to hear from Timberfake for 20, 30 minutes, hour, whatever it was. Felt like days. But we have this email of the day, and we're giving away a free pizza at the Post. So we have that coming your way before Frank Cusimano takes over at the Hollywood Casino press box. Doug, before we do that, let's thank Ryan Kelly, not for going out and booking fight venues, because right. He has a company to run. Let's thank him for being the title sponsor.
Well, yeah, you know, you see on your news feeds that the mortgage interest rates are going to go up. This is what you see. Yeah, you ever visit news feeds? Well, if you did, you'd see that mortgage rates are going up. That's the big worry. Mortgages aren't my specialty, but it certainly is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. They are a bank and still have money to lend. If your current interest rate is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team right now. You don't have to read that on the news feeds. I'll tell you that. Everybody knows when you want the lowest mortgage rate and the best loan, you go to Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert. I've seen firsthand there's so much more to these guys than just getting you the best deal. They love to give back to the charities as well in St. Louis, like Friends of Kids with Cancer, SSM Cardinal Glennon, the Backstoppers, Catherine Cares, St. Patrick Center, you name it. The list goes on and on. Ryan Kelly does absolutely fantastic work for the people of St. Louis. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-781-9700.
What? What happened?
Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com. That's Ryan Kelly.
He's a title sponsor. Mm-hmm. He's also getting in the squared circle.
Indeed.
On Saturday, February 4th. Location, TBD. Well, I think St. Gabriel's Gymnasium would be a nice host.
That would be. But then if they're the host, we probably know who's going to win before it actually starts.
What?
Boy. And the thing is, Ryan Kelly isn't complaining about any venue. He just wants to throw down, right?
He just wants to raise money for charity.
And throw down.
And throw down. Guys, it turns out that Kirk Cameron is the Pelé of anal.
What does that mean?
Well, and why did you say Pelé?
Because of
the
accent was on the, Doug, it was on the back end.
Okay, but what does it mean? Maybe I shouldn't ask a question on the air.
Bud Light's the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. We are very grateful for their support of so many wonderful things, included on December 13th, they will be, Budweiser will be presenting sponsor of my Q&A with Joe Buck at the Improv Shop. Looking forward to that. That's going to be a pony. Doug, do you know anything about Hidden Valley Ski Resort?
I do, yes.
What do you know about it?
It's probably the single most fabulous thing we have to do here during the winter months. Hidden Valley, out tucked away out there in Wildwood, located off Highway 44 and 264. They've got skiing. They've got polar plunge tubing. Have you ever done this? Polar plunge tubing.
Sounds like a nice time.
It does. It offers thrills, excitement, and winter fun, not just for you, but for the whole family. I'm telling you, if you're looking someplace that offers thrills, polar plunge tubing is the place where you need to go at Hidden Valley. Snow tubing is just like sledding, but yes, it's better. No sleds are required. They provide each rider with special tubes that are fast, safe, and comfortable. Polar Plunge has convenient and easy-to-use conveyors to take you and your tube back to the top so you get the most out of your day. You're not constantly walking back up to the top to do your polar plunging. You can get on this conveyor.
Is it just thrills, or can you get thrills and chills?
You can have thrills there. If it's really cold, chills too, but you wouldn't right now. You know, they make their own snow, so they're in good shape. Groups save at Hidden Valley. Save 15 to 25% off regular rates when you organize groups of 15 or more. At Hidden Valley, skiing, snowboarding, or tubing can be a great adventure for any size group. They also have that Midnight Madness session. You can ski, ride tube Friday and Saturday nights until 1 a.m. That's Hidden Valley Ski. Your wonderland awaits.
And we are also very grateful for the support of Harry's Razors. Harry's was started by two best friends, Jeff and Andy, and they were fed up with being overcharged for razors, so they started their own razor company to give people what they deserve, a great shave at a fair price. And this holiday season, Harry's is offering a limited edition shaving set, Midnight Blue Chrome Razor Handle, which you can get engraved with initials, three of Harry's German-engineered five-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave, foaming shave gel that smells amazing, beautifully designed gift box, goes for $30 on harrys.com. They also offer handles and sets starting at just $10 if you haven't tried Harry's for yourself. And as a special offer for fans of the show, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you enter the promo code INSIDESTL at checkout. This is a game-changing shave. I can tell you that firsthand. So get your holiday shopping done early. Go to harrys.com right now to get a limited edition holiday shave set whilst supplies last. And don't forget to enter the code INSIDESTL at checkout for $5 off. That's harrys.com. Promo code INSIDESTL, HARRYS.com, harrys.com. Hey, you know what we ought to do?
What?
Email of the day. Giving away this free pizza at the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Hey, Dweezels, this show sucks. St. Gabe's third grade JAMA class could do much better. Thanks, Southside Swashbuckler.
Southside Swashbuckler. He's new.
PSA, I was looking for a cute top at the Sunset Hills Old Navy that would complement my Little Pony outfit I would be wearing for a meetup this weekend. I was then approached by a guy. I say to myself, now here's a guy. I took his measure while he did the same. He was wearing purple patent leather shoes and a yellow leisure suit. He said, I'll give you $2 if you whip me in front of these creepy mannequins and call me bandit. Before I could speak, he then asks, do you know where the women's sunglasses are?
I have a pair of those. Makes me look a little like Jackie O.
I went on to say I need something cute to cover my eyes during my dominatrix sesh tonight.
Oh.
I foolishly asked why he needed glasses. He said, I tell my dominate to tinkle on my face until it matches my yellow suit.
All right, that's enough. Who was it, Tim?
Thanks for reading the Mound City Syndicate.
Mound City Syndicate, you've been suspended. You've been suspended a
period
of
2 days. Good callback on the glasses.
Time.
Might win him.
It will.
You never go wrong with a good callback. That's my credo. Penny save, penny earn. This is crazy.
And he made you laugh,
this is crazy.
Doug.
Another great show today, fellas. I especially like the part where you rambled on about nothing for 3 hours. Terrific stuff. What are the odds a clean email wins? Doug's great. Jim's great. Tim's great. Plow is he stoned? That's from John Tuttle.
Not bad. Not bad. John Tuttle. Nice little email, Tutsy.
Guys, in the film North by Northwest, Cary Grant plays Roger Thornhill, an innocent man who is mistaken for a guy named George Kaplan, and then all hell breaks loose. And now, just like Raji Thornthorn before me, I'm going to attempt to clear my name. Doug, this morning, you took a call from a slow-witted seminary flunky who made a doozy of an Idaho potato joke. Mm-hmm. And then you said you were suspending the butter squirrel. As you might suspect, that didn't feel too good.
Yeah, I changed it. I see, even the suspension log will reflect as much that it was a seminary student. At first, I wrote the butter squirrel because they're both from Shrewsbury.
He says this is hurting his brand. I keep it clean.
All right.
More importantly, I don't call in. I text in my hate for the callers. And when I'm walking down a Shrewsbury street and a little kid comes up to me and says, hey, I heard you call in this morning and it was awful. Well, it hurts. The guy moved. He doesn't even live here anymore. That's from the Shrewsbury butter squirrel.
Shrewsbury butter squirrel.
Wow.
Butter squirrel.
It's like a DNA test releasing a gentleman from prison after 70 years of being in the clink. That's what that was.
Free butter squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Morning, Jug, Doug, Tim, and Jim. All this Godfather talk this morning got me thinking back to the time I sat down with Doug at the Fazoli's on First Capital to share some fellowship and bottomless breadsticks.
Oh, yeah.
The conversation drifted off to talk of Doug's favorite movie moments, and here are just a few that I remember.
Yeah.
The time that Captain Kirk flew the Enterprise into the Death Star and blew the hell out of it. Ricky Vaughn blowing that heater right by Roy Hobbs. Sergeant Hulka saving Private Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Shuttlesworth draining the granny-style free throw to clinch the Indiana State High School basketball championship.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite, Uncle Sato swooping in to save the auto factory in Gung Ho. It's like Gene Shalit is in that body and running around out there. Have a blessed day, fellas. Doug, that's from Brother Hebert, and he is the vice president of marketing for We Are Live.
Brother Herbert.
Paisans, great Godfather show today. It was time for somebody to recap that film. Could we please discuss Cool Hand Luke tomorrow? I must point out that you missed the biggest similarity between the mob and AM Sports Talk Radio. Huh. There is a lot of whacking going on with both. Salute. That's from Colin Bigman.
Salute.
Colin Bigman. Bigman.
Opening scene. The line to Tim's office is 20 lemmings deep, for no local broadcast hero can refuse a favor on Listener Appreciation Day. Misty Plops nervously rehearses what he'll say inside. Don Timmy, thank you for seeing me on this Listener Appreciation Day. May your next show be a masculine show. Meanwhile, Tim listens to Cucky sobbing before him. Podcaster down for the changing station. If Doug would come on with the whole tuna fish gag, it would be hilarious, but he won't do it. What can I do? Tim slaps Cucky. You can act like a man. Go back to Doug Vaughn and tell him he will be a guest on your next program. But how? He's too pressed for time. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. End scene. Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Morning, boyfoys. Thanks for the spoilers, jerks. I'm halfway through The Godfather right now, and I had no idea that Carlo was a rat. I guess I'll shut it down now. At least it looks like that Mike and Apollonia are going to enjoy a nice long life together. And speaking of new movies...
I'm about to... got blown up.
Doug.
Oh, sorry. I blew it.
I'm about to start The Sting now. I know it's brand new, but I hear good things. This Robert Redford kid tricks a guy with Western Union to win a horse race or something, and I can't wait to check it out. Well, gotta go. My new pet rock is hungry, and my lava lamp's overheating. Who loves you, baby? That's from Telly Savalas.
Telly Savalas.
Good emails today.
He's new.
Good emails.
That's what a pizza from the post will get you. Wonderful emails. Mm-hmm. Or just a 90-minute segment on The Godfather. As the khakied stranger cried in my arms, he told me how they used to call him Doughboy on the tough streets of Kirkwood. We bonded, as I told him, because of my size, my fellow Griffins used to make sport of me. And the dads used to pass me around, Ned Beatty style, at the father-son dances. The good Lord gave this body, he said, so don't run away from your nickname. Embrace it. Own it. Looks like there's a new texture in town. Sincerely, the genital giant.
the genital giant. He's new.
Hey, boys. I planned on DVRing The Godfather this week so I could watch it on Saturday. Thanks for talking about the movie. I was scared at first about spoilers, but it seems that none of you yahoos know what's going on, so it's okay. Tim and the Cat, a.k.a. Siskel and Ebert, couldn't figure out who got promoted in the gang, and Jug was confusing Al Pacino with Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone. It's okay, though. I'll still give Jug two thumbs up his love tunnel. Stubby, clap.
Oh, no. Mm. Stubby, clap.
Mm-mm-mm.
Clap.
Something about Doug and a jar of Crisco. I'm going to fade.
Don't need it.
I'm going to fade it.
Don't need it.
All right, Doug, you get the idea. That's what you have for the email of the day.
There were some great ones. I'm going to give special attention to Telly Savalas. He was great. Shrewsbury Butter Squirrel was clearly wronged. John Tuttle was great, as was Mound City Syndicate. But I have to go with Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Wow,
I thought that was
wow
the best.
Wow and wow.
And they were good ones today.
There were.
I'm going with a fellow by the name of Tutsi. John Tuttle.
There really wasn't a whole lot to that.
That's right. It was nice. It was clean.
It was good.
It was pleasant.
Well, it's going to the Speaker of the House because I go with the Mound City Syndicate. I love Brother Hebert, but I'm going with the Mound City Syndicate, so we'll go to the Speaker.
Probably Tuttle, huh, right, Monty?
It's Mound City Syndicate.
Dag nabbit,
Lucas. Did you even know who I voted for?
No. And I don't need to. Yep.
The process is rigged.
It's wonderful. Oh.
Right. It is a rigged election. There's no doubt about that.
Putin.
Congratulations to Mound City Syndicate. You have won the email today and a gift certificate to the Post Sports Bar and Grill. Hey, right now on InsideSTL.com, we have the 590 The Fan KFNS and InsideSTL.com Listener Rewards Holiday Auction. Bidding is now open on all items and goes through Friday at 5 p.m. where you can bid on items and save up to 70%, Doug. Some of these items include a brand new CLS Precision 7 hot tub from Spas and More, a kitchen or bath remodel, backsplash or window installations from Elysium Restoration and Design, gift certificate toward a new custom golf cart from Majestic Rides, a season golf pass with unlimited golf and cart from Normandy Golf Club. I'm interested in that one. You can get it all and much, much more at InsideSTL.com. Get your holiday shopping started with savings of 50, 60, or even 70% off these great items. It's the 2016 KFNS and InsideSTL.com Listener Awards Holiday Auction now through Friday at 5 p.m. And you can do it right now at InsideSTL.com. Place your bids. Tullamore Dew, the official Irish whiskey, the Ryan Kelly Morning After, grateful for their support. Pour yourself one tomorrow night at TMA Live at Hot Shots in South County. Ariana Marie will be there. I wonder if Timber Fake will be at Lambert waiting for her arrival tonight. To get
I don't know.
Autograph. You going to go out there and do something for Sports Sunday?
At the airport? Probably not.
Frank is up next. It's the Lion's Choice Famous Roast Beef handoff to Frank Cusimano on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plowhawk, for Riggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on the all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.